I think it's crazy now that we're living in a time where freedom of speech is now back to being radical. We've now spun the wheel of time. We're going back around now, and having freedom of speech is now considered radical.
People talk about radical like it's nothing more than a synonym for extreme.
Extreme.
Outside the normal limits, outside the bounds, excessive. But the main definition is of the root, pertaining to the root, having to do with the root, and reflected in the second definition, to the center, to the foundation, to the sources, to the principles.
Wow. That's radical.
Word democracy now has been ruined, completely destroyed. You can't even say the word democracy without triggering people now. That's how badly they've misused the word democracy. Which is really interesting to get people weaponized against their own voice, but I like this is what is happening. Speech is being weaponized, democracy is being weaponized. We've been making videos about freedom of speech here at True Stream Media for years and years. So many years now. I don't even know how long. I mean, we've been around now since 2012. So in all of that time, we've been talking about the importance of the First Amendment and the right to freedom of speech. And it didn't dawn on me until today, in the year 2025, in the 21st century, that we're the only country that actually has that. And that people in Western Europe, I was under the assumption they did or had anything even remotely close to it. And what I'm finding out now, and what I've been slowly coming to the realization of for the last year, is that no other country does. Not the UK.
You'll be arrested, okay?
Right.
So you go to the police station.
Right.
Okay, this is in relation to some comments that you've made on a Facebook page.
Not Germany.
In the United States, most of what anyone says, sends, or streams online, even if it's hate-filled or toxic, is protected by the First Amendment as free speech. But Germany is trying to bring some civility to the World Wide Web by policing it in a way most Americans could never imagine. Inside, six armed officers searched a suspect's home, then seized his laptop and cell phone. The crime? Posting a racist cartoon online.
And not only that, but they haven't had anything remotely close to it in so long, they don't even understand it. So they don't know what they don't have. And I'm not saying that to be disrespectful to any of my friends in Europe. I am not trying to disrespect you by saying that. I just think that your systems have warped this concept to the point that it's almost meaningless while still giving you the impression that that's what you have, even though you don't.
I got so much I want to say about the First Amendment.
I
still don't understand it, but it is bonkers.
It really fully dawned on me today. I'm in all the responses I'm getting to the last video that I just put up about this topic. Somebody sent me a video of Steven Crowder confronting a German woman. And I don't watch Steven Crowder, and I would not. If this was my idea to go try to talk to somebody about freedom of speech in Germany, this is not the way that I personally would approach them or speak to them. I don't know that having this attitude is very helpful in trying to get a point across. But I do think that it's very fascinating the way that this woman responds to him. And so I just want to walk through this video with you so I can show you all how misunderstood freedom of speech is by this person who's making these arguments. So the first part of the video, he says, I just don't like Germany because I don't like your policies. What he means when he says that is he's talking about the German government. And she turns around and says, that's racist.
I'm not going to lie. I think Germany is kind of a shitty country. Doesn't mean I think Germans are lesser than Americans. I just don't like your policies.
Well, that is racist because you would say that like Germans are shitty.
No, I think Germany is a crappy country.
No, the government is not the people. You, the German people, are not your German government. And we got people who do that here all the time. They say we when they're talking about the American government. The American government is a system. It is for the people. And there are people who are elected to work in there, and there are bureaucrats that work for that system, but that's a system. You can't be racist against a system. A government is not a race. Okay, so first of all, it's not racist to say that Germany is shitty in terms of its government's policies. They're shitty. And also, you should be able to say that they're shitty. You should be able to be free to say the government of Germany is shitty.
It's okay to criticize a politician's policy, but not to say, I think you're a jerk and an idiot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Comments like you're son of a bitch, excuse me for using, but these words has nothing to do with a political discussion.
In fact, you have to, because if you don't, Germany, if you don't say that, then your government can go back to the things that were going on there in your government back during World War II. It can go right back to that because you have no way to speak out against it. Because that is what happened during World War II in the lead up to World War II. What happened is freedom of speech was shut down. It was not allowed. No one was allowed to speak out against that system. No one had free speech.
The first major step in overthrowing the justice system occurred with the suspension of all civil liberties and the installation of protective custody, or Schutzhaft.
They curbed free speech. They declared martial law. They shut down freedom of speech. They shut down the freedom of your press. And so it was a complete power grab where nobody had the ability to speak out against that system. So there was no meaningful dissent that could be had.
For a multitude of reasons.
Why is Germany a crappy country?
Well, you don't have freedom of speech is one of them.
We have freedom of speech.
No, you don't. You don't have freedom of speech. You're not a freedom of speech. You jail people for unpopular speech. You jail people for offensive speech.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
Insulting people is illegal.
German authorities have started prosecuting online trolls.
They're raiding people's houses right now for misogynistic posts on the internet.
To build their cases, investigators scour social media and use public and government data.
It's almost like you're not allowed to disagree with each other there. But you have to have the ability to disagree, because if not, tyranny can reign. That's the whole idea.
You jail people for offensive speech.
No,
yes, you do.
No,
I don't.
No,
okay, I'm not going to argue with you.
You're 100% accurate. You're lying. Like, I live.
You do not have freedom of speech enshrined in the German Constitution.
And she starts raising her voice. She's so frustrated. We have freedom of speech.
Yes, you do.
No,
I don't.
No,
but they don't, though.
It doesn't exist.
We have freedom of speech.
Let me continue on down the list.
I worked in media. I worked in news. Yeah, we have freedom of speech. We could write whatever we wanted to.
No, you don't.
She's like, I worked in the media. Ooh. And you should recognize that putting people in jail for insults is not it. That's not it.
I worked in news media. We have freedom of speech. We could write whatever we wanted to.
No, you don't.
Except you can't write whatever you want to. Because if you write something that's insulting, if you write something that somebody deems hateful, if you write something that somebody deems misogynistic, if you write something that somebody deems... I mean, there's so many ways in which the speech is not at all free.
No, we do.
Let me ask you this.
I studied politics in Germany. I studied the system. What you're saying is a bland-out lie.
No, it's 100% accurate. People are arrested in Germany, jailed for speech.
No! No!
Yes.
But they are.
Civility is more than a commandment. For Germans, rules are gospel.
You have police officers trolling social media for cartoons that might offend someone.
When the police show up at somebody's door and they say, hey, we believe you wrote this on the internet.
That's not freedom of speech.
They're arrested. They're arrested if they use hateful speech. Because of course they are.
Because of course they are. So she contradicts herself within her own argument. First she said, no, that's a flat out lie. It's not true. No one's arrested for anything. It's not, no. Then she turned around and said, yeah, they're arrested for using hateful speech because of course they are.
Because of course they are.
I don't think you recognize why this is a problem, but I'm going to try to explain it. And I don't know if it's going to work or not. Because I've been told now today by many people on social media that Americans trying to explain free speech to people in other countries is almost impossible. They don't understand it. They don't get it. So I'm going to try. We'll see how this goes. But if your government is able to shut you down by saying something is hateful, that definition is subjective, right? What I think is hate and what my neighbor thinks is hate and what somebody down the street thinks is hate, that's all subjective. So is insulting. So is the phrase insulting. Like, what I find insulting is going to be totally different from every single person on my street, every single person down the block. There's no way to scientifically denote where an insult begins and have that be applicable to all persons. That's not a possibility. There's not a moment where you go, okay, this is officially an insult and everybody agrees it's an insult and this is not. And 99% almost insulting, 99% almost hateful, 100% hateful, 100% insulting. There's no science to that. It is completely subjective. And because it's completely subjective, that definition can change and change and change and change.
Renate Künast is a prominent German politician. In 2015, this meme of the Green Party member appeared on Facebook, falsely implying that she said every German should learn Turkish.
You never said that.
I never said that. And this harms my reputation.
And how far away are you from the point where eventually the government says saying something critical of the government is hate? How long till you get to that point? How long? Because it could easily be done under these definitions because they're so subjective.
I think Germany's kind of a shitty country. Doesn't mean I think Germans are lesser than Americans. I just don't like your policies.
Well, that is racist because you would say that, like, Germans are shitty.
This is not about parties. It's not like the right or the left. It's about what is being actually done. Okay? And what is actually being done here is they are shutting down large portions of their society's ability to freely speak on the internet.
How do people react when you take their phones from them?
They are shocked.
Which is a way of stopping true dissent from ever being possible. And you will know it because if this continues, they will start to say that speaking out against the government is hateful.
Comments like "you're a son of a bitch," excuse me for using, but these words has nothing to do with political discussions.
They'll start telling you, because she just said it's racist if you say something about the German government. That's racism. See? See how that definition is being manipulated? So if they can say that talking about the government is racist, now it's illegal to be racist on the internet because that's hateful, then they can start putting you in jail for meaningful dissent against your own government. And then you cannot speak out against it. And then you are exactly right back in the same place that you were.
The criticism that, you know, this feels like the surveillance that Germany conducted 80 years ago.
It is the same thing. Doesn't matter what side of the political spectrum it's coming from. It matters what the action is. That is what matters. And what is happening here is clearly this.
The criticism that, you know, this feels like the surveillance that Germany conducted 80 years ago. How do you respond to that?
There is no surveillance.
60 Minutes just did a whole thing in Germany where they went to Germany and they followed them around in these police raids that they're doing on people's homes for posting misogynistic or racist or hateful or whatever cartoons and memes on the internet, and they followed armed police bands as they went around and performed raids on people. You have adults, these are adults that are talking about this and don't even seem to realize the contradictions that are coming out of their mouths as they're trying to talk about freedom of speech and how they do have it. They totally have it, but yet they absolutely do not in any way have it.
There is no surveillance.
To build their cases, investigators scour social media and use public and government data.
This woman runs a non-governmental organization that gets money. Her job is based upon this idea of online violence.
Josephine Ballone is a CEO of HateAid, a Berlin-based human rights organization that supports victims of online violence.
And she's saying there's no such thing as surveillance. While within the same program, they talk about how they have cops who are trolling the internet to find people who are posting memes to raid their homes with guns.
In Berlin, we have the ministry headed by Erich Mielke. Under it are 15 districts, including Berlin, with a district administration in each.
There are 16 units across the country, each with a team of investigators. Investigators scour social media and use public and government data. Sometimes social media companies will provide information. The task force employs special software investigators.
That's surveillance. That is exactly what the Stasi would do. That is exactly what they did do. It's the kind of stuff that did happen already.
The local offices ensured total surveillance of the entire country.
The Stasi Records Archive in Berlin.
16 units across the country, each with a team of investigators. Lau says they get hundreds of tips a month. The worst of the internet is wrapped in red case folders.
United States, a lot of people look at this and say, this is restricting free speech. It's a threat to democracy.
Free speech needs boundaries. Without boundaries, a very small group of people can rely on endless freedom to say anything that they want while everyone else is scared and intimidated.
How does that work? With boundaries, where you're shutting down free speech, a very small group of people can do the exact same thing. And in fact, they are, because then she goes on to say...
And your fear is that if people are freely attacked online, that they'll withdraw from the discussion.
This is not only a fear, it's already taking place. Already half of the internet users in Germany are afraid to express their political opinion. And they rarely participate in public debates online anymore. Half of the internet users.
And she doesn't even seem to apply logic to her own statement. It's obvious that one of the reasons people might be intimidated is because you have cops with guns raiding people's homes while it's still dark outside so early in the morning to take their laptop and their phone because they may have posted a cartoon someone else thought was hateful.
We are here with crimes of talking, posting in internet, and the people are surprised that this is really illegal to post these kind of words.
They don't think it was illegal.
No, they don't think it was illegal. And they say, no, that's my free speech. And we say, no, yeah, free speech as well, but it is also has its limits.
I mean, if I was German, I wouldn't know what is legal or not legal to say because all of this is so subjective. How would you know?
The German Constitution protects free speech, but not hate speech. And here's where it gets tricky. German law prohibits any speech that could incite hatred or is deemed insulting. German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes.
So why would anybody want to speak at all? It's completely chilling on anyone talking because they don't know what they can say or not say without cops showing up to their homes with guns. It's like these people keep saying, we do have free speech, there is no surveillance, and yet all of those things are happening. I can imagine a similar mindset being very pervasive during World War II.
If that someone was politically relevant, the corresponding reports were prepared and forwarded to the relevant departments within the ministry.
And now I can see how that was allowed to happen and how it could happen easily again in Germany. Right here, by your government coming in and claiming they're doing this for you, what they're actually doing is taking away your ability to fully evolve mentally. They're saying we have to protect you from concepts. We have to protect you from words, from ideas. We have to do the thinking for you. We're not going to allow you to think for yourself on this. We're not going to allow you to think for yourself whether or not you are even feeling as though you're hated or not. We're going to tell you something and then we're going to use state power to enforce it. It doesn't allow you to develop your own psychological defenses. It's telling you that the government has to keep you safe from words. The government has to keep you safe from ideas. So you're not even allowed to think about that. But if the government comes in and says, we're going to use guns to arrest your neighbor now because they posted this cartoon, it's teaching me to think that a cartoon is enough to make me unsafe. It's teaching me to think that I'm so weak and unable to defend myself, that I need the government and the government with guns to protect me from words and cartoons and symbols and images. I mean, that's not real, though. It just gives power and control to your government. It's infantilizing you. It is keeping you in the state of a mental child. That the government, the parent, needs to come protect you as the child by jailing your neighbors for things that they didn't actually make you unsafe. You're not unsafe because somebody put a cartoon on the internet. You also could just not look at it, you know? So I'm replacing something that is actually not physically harmful with something that could physically actually harm lots of people. And it's disarming you mentally. Our founding fathers put freedom of speech into our Bill of Rights as the First Amendment, and they put it first because they realized that without freedom of speech, there can be no freedom of thought. And if you can't think and speak freely, all manner of government tyranny can be done to you because you have no way to meaningfully dissent. So you can be put right back into the same authoritarian systems that you were in before. It will all happen again because you don't have freedom of speech. That's why.
Every clue, no matter how small or insignificant it seemed, was followed up on. Phone lines and mail were monitored more extensively. Everything was examined and evaluated. But this policy of all things is what triggered the mass expansion of the Stasi towards a total surveillance regime.
The government is supposed to derive its just powers by the consent of the governed. But actually, that can't even happen if they're telling you how to think and how to feel and keeping you in the mindset of a child who needs to be protected with guns because someone posted a cartoon on the internet. That is not freedom of speech. And here we are in America, and I'm sitting here taking it for granted that I thought all these other people in the West had the same types of freedoms and rights that I do. Do you guys realize that just because we're here in America and our government has made these documents the law of the land, these documents were never just, though it's only Americans that get to have free speech. These documents are saying these are inherent rights to you as a human being. When you are born into this reality, you come complete from your creator with inherent rights. Everybody has them. That's it. That's what it says. These rights are inherent. They're not put down on a piece of paper because the government gave them to us and therefore can take them away. They're inherent because we just have them. And they're put down on a piece of paper to remind the government where its place is. To remind the government what its duties are, which is to us, in not stepping on those rights. That's what that is. Okay? So, that's it.
The following clip is what is called satire.
Is it accurate to say that you are sort of a humor police for Germany?
Yes, this is who we are, yes.
Yes, as a matter of fact, this is exactly who we are.
We make sure the German does not laugh.
Why?
It holds them back from working.
But isn't Germany's economy a disaster anyway?
Yes, that's because somebody laughed.
Yes.
Yes.
That's why we punish laughing with jail.
I'm going to keep making videos on this until I'm not alive anymore. Because this is a hill I will die on. This is that important. It's that important to humanity. It's that important to our future. It is that important of a concept. It cannot be allowed to die. And I am now being told that as an American, it's radical. It's radical now that we have freedom of speech. That's a radical idea.
And when it comes to free speech, it is at the core of the principles of the founding of this country, and really the beginning of a tradition where common, regular people are meant to have input into the government. Yes, democratic. Ours is a democratic republic, a constitutional democratic republic, but really just the whole idea that dissenters should not rightfully be silenced, that their say should be heard. And as has been said before, praiseworthy speech, merely supporting whatever the authorities have already done or saying things that have no consequence, in political and social spheres, those things don't need protecting. What needs protecting is dissenting speech, critical speech. And not only do we have a God-given inherent right towards that, but it's at the root of everything. It's literally radical, not because it's extreme and excessive, but because it's important.
And in politically speaking, in the whole world, we're an outlier now. Well, we were an outlier back in 1776 too. No, nobody had done what we did at that time. Nobody had stood up to an absolute monarch and said, hey, this isn't okay. These things are not okay. Nobody stood up at that time and said, this is why governments are instituted among men. And it's not just because you showed up and get to tell us what to do and take all our money and throw us in jail and cut our heads off if you don't like what we have to say. Like that's not government. It's not government. And America is important because we put these concepts down and we said, this is how it is. We defined why a government is a government and where the authority of a government comes from, where it derives its just powers. That's from the consent of the governed. You can't even really meaningfully consent if your mind is so twisted that you're taught that racism is hating the government. They've now twisted your mind to the point where they've protected themselves and they can do any manner of tyranny to you under that.
East Germany was signatory to the Helsinki Accords, which included an acknowledgement of basic human rights and fundamental freedoms, such as the freedom of movement. But for all intents and purposes, these exact rights were virtually non-existent within the regime.
They say, no, that's my free speech. And we say, no, yeah, free speech as well, but it is also has its limits.
I'm going to have to make 50,000 more videos on this, I guess, until this point gets across. And one of them will click for somebody. And I don't even care if this only got to one person and helped them to understand. Or maybe I just talked and said a whole bunch of crazy stuff and no one gets it anymore. But I'm going to be that person. So that's who I am in this world. And that's why I'm here at this time saying these things, I think. So I love you guys. That's why I make videos, because I care. I care about us. I care about now. I care about the future. I care about these things. These are the most important concepts we have as a human race. And if we allow tyrannical governments to infiltrate everyone's mind and manipulate everyone to the point where we can't think ourselves out of it, then we're about to go back to some very terrible history.
The flood of refugees to West Berlin was endless. Despite orders to shoot, people still found holes in the barbed wire fencing or windows along the border to jump out of. The border police were overwhelmed.
To me, whatever the party decides is set in stone, and I must enforce it with rigor and severity.
And I'll just keep repeating myself until I'm blue in the face.